nothing on single sideband. I leave the radio on, you know, the usual frequencies on sideband. I don't hear anything. But I don't have a big enough antenna. When I was in New York City, when I lived in Rockaway Beach, I had a massive array, and I used to point it down the coast. Like, you know, I used to work people here. I used to work people in Florida, and that was without a band opening.
The area has better reception for whatever reason. I used to pick up stations I would never pick up here. I don't know, maybe here I'm in the skip zone. You know, it's hard to tell. But yeah, I would pick up all kinds of things in the New York City area that I haven't heard here.
At an ambient noise level, I could never get rid of it. It was at least S2. Always on 2 meters, constantly. It never, oh yeah, it used to go away if we had a big storm and the power lines were totally washed. Now around here, when it's raining, the power lines make noise. I can hear it, you know? In New York, it was just the reverse. When I had a reprieve when it was raining.
All right. Well, you know, summer versus winter is different too, right? Let's see. Winter you have denser air, I think you get longer propagation. My TV reception seems to improve a bit during the winter. Rain versus... What's rain going to do? I don't know. Rain absorbs radio waves. Yeah, you know, propagation is funny. So that's all I'll really say. You can talk to a radio expert, you'll get the same answer. Propagation is funny.
Well, in New York, the propagation had to be pretty high up, you know? Probably up in the ionosphere, because I was hearing 1,000 miles, so that, and it's not all the time. Better at night than in the daytime, when as soon as the sun went down, the propagation used to pick up a little bit. Yeah, but don't talk to me about that now, because I got to get my big antennas up. I'm going to put up a bunch of, I'll probably put up 8 Yagis, and then I'll work everywhere on 2 meters, I know that, so it's just a matter of time. Anyway, the static level is much, much better here. So, and I'm high up. We're 1,000 feet above sea level here, so that's got to help.
So something different about atmospherics. Yeah, I don't really know. So you got to put your 8 Yagi antennas and your beam and your other thing. When I would go to my Deborah's parents in Freeport, I used to pass by this one house that had at least 6 antennas on the roof. I think the homeowners association got after them. They had to take it down, and maybe now there was only 2. But I used to say, you know, it would be a good joke. A bunch of us wearing football gear and, you know, popcorn and whatever, we go to his house. Hey, man, our cable is out. Can we watch the game?
When we bought this house, we made sure there were no restrictions on antennas. Otherwise, I would not have bought it.
I don't think you see a lot of homeowners associations on a lot of places around here. I could put a 200-foot tower here if I wanted to.
By the way, I'm going to put up a 100-foot tower, and I'm on a hill already, so I ought to be able to see really, really far, and that's my plan, and not too far off, but we haven't been here that long. I told you, I'm just setting up, so I'm lucky I got this 2-meter thing on the roof so that I can get out. This is nothing but a mobile vertical. It's all I got right now. I just grabbed it the other day and stuck it on the roof of the house so that I could get out a little bit so I could see what's on the air, you know? And one thing I see is no static. Oh, what a difference. I fought static so much in my life. It's such a pleasure to turn the radio on and not hear static. I hear band floor. Amazing. Anyway, I gotta go. my granddaughter is having a conniption in the other room, and we gotta take care of her. I guess I'll take her to Taco Bell or something and get her something to eat. One of those joints, you know. I'll see you a little later. Thanks so much for coming back to me. It's great. This is, and always has been, N2 Mike Bravo, N2 Moon Bounce. Over.
Oh, Katie, 2BNG. Okay, 73s, and you go feed your granddaughter. I'm out.
Can you give me a radio check?
Radio check, whiskey, and that was about it.